The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker and owner in with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Zavanni.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Pat. And Mark Seitzinger, Director of Licensing, Inspections, and Permits, and also the Building Code Official for the City of Scranton. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Anytime.
We are here every Saturday and Sunday discussing everything real estate. Our Century 21 Quality Service Award-winning office has many experienced realtors. We have been listing and selling real estate for over 40 years. You can feel free
to email us at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us toll-free at 888-399-5225. That's 888-399-JACK.
Thanks, Pat. And you can find us on Facebook at Jack Ruddy. You can search the MLS or search our listings by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. And you can always suggest a future topic you want to hear us discuss here on the show. We'd be happy to hear your suggestions, and you can
email it to questions, and I'll get it, and we'll talk about it.
Okay, today on today's show, Mark Seitzinger from the City of Scranton, Director of Licensing, Inspections, and Permits, and the Building Code Official. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do. What is an ordinary day in your life?
There is no ordinary day in my life. We work for the City of Scranton, one Building Code Official per city in the state of Pennsylvania, under the UCC Code Act 45, which was passed in 1999. Passed a test back in 2007 to be able to become the building code official for the City of Scranton and take over the reins as director of the licensing department. A typical day in the life of our department is everything from inspections to blight calls to permits to certificate of occupancies, new construction, renovations, animal control. We have it all pretty much in our department.
A ton of work.
Every day.
Greet you as you walk into your office every day,
How does animal control get in there?
Animal control used to be part of the Scranton Police Department. Back in 2008, they moved that department to us, into the licensing department. So animal control falls under our end of it. I like to think of our department as kind of a section of public safety. We do assist with the police department and fire department. So animal control really helps us out on blight calls, nuisance calls with animals. So it kind of falls into what we do on a daily basis.
All right, we're gonna come back to animal control in a second. But tell me, why do we have codes? Why do we have to adhere to codes? What are codes all about?
Codes are there for the safety of the citizens and safety of contractors, construction, anything that's done in the city, anything that's done in any borough, township, city. There are rules and regulations and codes. The codes are there, and they're put together by professionals in the fields to make sure that everything is done in a safe manner so that people can stay safe and not get hurt.
Right. So it's not just the City of Scranton who enforces these codes. I mean, I went on the website when I asked you to become a guest, and I like to Google things, and I Googled it. And so many different areas follow these codes. But when you talk to Scrantonians, they seem to think that there's someone out to get them, and it's usually the code enforcer. That would be you.
Yeah, they kind of talk about him like he's Darth Vader or something.
We are sometimes looked at as the bad guys, but every city, state, borough, township in the state or in the United States has codes that they have to follow. A lot of the codes that people, you know, complain about are, you know, might seem frivolous to some and might seem minor to some, but for your neighbor, it might be a major thing. So when we go out there and we have to do our job, we're only there to enforce the rules that were set forth before us. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's one of the things that the citizens need to be educated about, are the rules and the regulations that the city has to follow.
Okay. Yeah, well, I think it's the protection that benefits the many, the masses.
Absolutely.
Rather than the few. But okay, so let's go back to animal control. What's animal control?
Animal Control, aka the dog catcher. We handle domestic animals only, cats, dogs, more or less stray cats that come about, animals that are left behind or animals that can't be taken care of by an individual. And we work in conjunction with the Humane Society to take the animals there to have them cared for when somebody else can't. So we catch the animals, take the animals. We do have a licensing program through our department for dogs. We don't have one for cats. Cats, there's so many of them that when the cats are out there, we can't license every one of them. Dogs, it's a little bit easier. So we do license the dogs. Owners are required. It's a $9 fee per year for the dogs, and they run April to April. When we do catch a dog that does have a tag, we do try to notify the owner if we can get in touch with them. If not, we take it to the Humane Society. They maintain the dog. They take care of the dog until the owner can be notified.
Do you really believe that every dog owner in the city of Scranton has a license for their dog?
No.
Okay. And I was going to ask, I mean, it really doesn't, it doesn't seem like it would be possible, but like, how would you, I mean,
how do you enforce that?
That, yeah.
It's very, very difficult, especially with one animal control officer. We are a pretty large city in the state of Pennsylvania. We have one animal control officer full-time that works during the day. And evenings, we have a part-time officer that comes in just on calls for the animals when the police department or fire department or comm center calls us.
Well, okay, so what happens if that dog attacks somebody, bites somebody, and they don't have a license? Is there consequences graver? Are there fines or?
Well, from our end, we take it to, at that point, we will take it to the Humane Society, and the humane officer at the Humane Society will move forward with either going towards prosecuting the owner of the animal if they can find the owner of the animal. If not, that dog has to be automatically quarantined for 10 days to provide the victim of the bite or whatever the case in point may be the opportunity to see if the dog had rabies. If the dog had rabies, then obviously it goes into a different realm for the victim because now they got to go through medical treatments for that kind of thing.
Wow. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And here today, we're talking with Mark Seitzinger, Director of Licensing, Inspections, and Permits in the City of Scranton, and also the Building Code Official for the City of Scranton. In my line of work, which is real estate, we show houses, and a lot of times there are animals. You know, I'm sometimes fearful when I get out of the car and a dog's barking. So I just like to know if, you know, if I ever came across an angry dog or a dog that wasn't too friendly, you know, what do I do?
Well, you can call our department with the licensing department, or you can call the Scranton Police Department and they will dispatch our animal control officer out to the property to check the dog, to make sure the dog is registered, licensed, see if the dog is a vicious dog or if it has a pass through the Humane Society. But you can call our department, you can call the police department, you can call Comm Center, and they will notify the animal control officer to respond to the location.
Good. Good information, because, you know, it's not always that homeowner that has the house for sale. It might be the neighbor's dog that gets loose out of the fenced yard. And sometimes we do, you know, most owners are responsible, but sometimes you're afraid to get out of that car. So, okay, moving right along. When we do work on houses in the city of Scranton, and if say we're a property owner in the city of Scranton, what do we need to do first? So we're going to do, say, siding, roof, windows. Do we need a permit?
Absolutely. The first thing that you want to do is you want to check with your local code enforcement office to see what requirements need to be met for that property. Do you need a permit for roofing, siding, windows? In the city of Scranton, yes. Doors, yes. Those are the things that you want to contact your local officials about to see if there is a requirement for permits for the home. Is there a contractor required? Can the homeowner do the work? Those are things that we get asked all the time. Contractors in the state of Pennsylvania, under the new law that was passed 2 years ago, they can register, anybody can register with the state of Pennsylvania to become a contractor to do roofing, siding, additions. They just can't build a home. As long as they have that Pennsylvania registration number, they can obtain a permit in the city of Scranton for that work on that property. A homeowner, as long as they're living in the property, can pull a permit for those jobs as well.
Okay.
So as a homeowner, if I wanted to do some electrical work, I could do it myself, or it depends on the electrical work?
No, you can't. That's where a lot of the controversy comes in. Yes, okay. The work that you can do in a property as a homeowner, you can't do electrical work. You can't do plumbing. And you can't do mechanical work, which is your heating systems. You can do roofing, siding, drywall, painting, windows, doors. You can do all of those things and pull those permits as a homeowner, but you can't do the electrical, plumbing, or mechanical. That has to be done by a certified licensed contractor who is licensed with the city of Scranton. And the reason that's done is that we make sure that all these contractors that are general contractors, licensed electricians, plumbers, and mechanical contractors have to maintain what are called CEUs. And they're continuing education units, meaning that they've gone for that year and they're staying up on the codes. So that way we know that the work that they're doing and the craftsmanship that they're doing is going to be up to the current code that we have to follow. So that's pretty much the reason why we require the licensed contractors to do the work, so that we can make sure that the property is going to be a certified building, that we're not going to run into the major problems as if a homeowner was doing the electrical, because they may not know what the new codes are or what the current codes are.
Okay. We're going to go to a break in a minute, but hold that thought, because I'd like to ask you some questions regarding all of that. Pat, before we go to the break, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, I have a beautiful listing in the city. It's in the city of Scranton. How do you like that? Huh? It's 1115 Columbia Street. This is a beautiful home. It is 6 bedrooms, 2 full baths, and 2 half baths. It's 1115 Columbia Street. It's listed for $369,900. It's an amazing home. Pride of ownership reveals itself on every level in this 4 finish. It has 4 levels of finished living space, an inviting front porch, a private rear deck with perennials, and it's all landscaped, a 2-car detached garage, tons of built-ins, including a dining room with the leaded glass china closet, a sensational foyer, oak floors, stained glass windows on the stairs, high ceilings. This is a beautiful home. It's 1115 Columbia Street in Scranton for $369,900.
Yeah, you can't beat that address, and it's a bright, cheery home. Very well maintained.
Yes, it's beautiful.
Gorgeous. Okay, we're headed towards a break. Stay with us. We will return in just a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, you will experience the gold standard. Our network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. We know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate makes your dreams a reality by maximizing the exposure of your property here and around the nation, harvesting the power of the internet. We shepherd you through every step of the selling process from start to finish, from the marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. Great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724, or visit www.jruddy.com, where they will work to champion your best interests all the way. Selling or buying a house, no question, it's a difficult decision, and you want every little detail to be perfect. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe down the road. Think Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Why should you choose Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate? Because they help people. They've been helping people do this over and over for over 40 years. They offer advice on how to decorate an empty house, how to get that old or new house ready for sale, what to repair or change to make it look its very best, what is a suitable price, and how to get it sold. Maybe you're moving into a new neighborhood. You want to know about the school, place of worship, and Little League teams. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate will guide you through every step of the process from start to finish. From the showing, the negotiating, the endless paperwork, the appraisal and inspection, then the settlement. They listen to your needs and concentrate on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724, or visit us at www.jruddy.com, where you will experience the gold standard.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I am Jackie Ruddy, broker, owner, in with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Hi again.
Hi. And Mark Seitzinger, Director of Licensing, Inspections, and Permits, and also the Building Code Official for the City of Scranton.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back. Before the break, Mark, we were starting to talk about all these requirements that the city of Scranton has, and each municipality is different. So, I mean, if somebody's in another area, they would want to check with their own city official in figuring out what they can and can't do. So we're talking about licensing and how contractors that work in the city of Scranton on properties must be licensed.
Yes.
Correct. Okay. And we're talking about the work that maybe a homeowner could do on their property. They can pull a permit.
Yes.
And they can do some of the work, but not all of it. You can't do electrical. You can't do plumbing. You can't do heating.
Right.
Okay. Now, what does it take for somebody to get licensed in the city of Scranton?
To be licensed in the city of Scranton as a general contractor, electrician, plumber, mechanical contractor, you need to take an exam. And the exams are administered by the city of Scranton, although we have not administered one this year. We're planning on doing so later in the year. You need to take the test. In order to take the test, though, you have to be a journeyman in those fields first. So it's 5 years as a journeyman, which is a test prior to taking your general contractor or your contractor's exam. You have to be a journeyman in that field for 5 years prior to taking, you know, the master electrician or plumber or mechanical contractor's test. General contractors, anybody can take the general contractor's exam. The passing grade for all of the exams is 70%. It's a very difficult, daunting task for any contractor that wants to take these tests. They're very difficult. They are up on the new codes. They are about the laws that are, you know, need to be followed. So we've got a lot of calls from contractors who have taken the exams that have been in the field for a long time that have struggled with the test because they are difficult. I don't mind the fact that they're difficult because the more difficult they are, the easier it is for us to get the right contractors doing work. We know that it's a tough test, and somebody that passes that tough test means that they really know what they're doing. Doesn't mean that they don't know what they're doing if they don't pass the test. It's just that that test at that time is a little bit more difficult because it encompasses a whole book of laws and codes that is put together through the International Code Council, and that encompasses the whole United States. So there might be some things on our test that might not pertain to northeastern Pennsylvania in terms of, you know, the codes, but they have to know that stuff in order to be a contractor.
Right. So you're weeding out, and not just anybody can, you know, get on the list.
Right.
And so you want somebody with an understanding and familiarity with all of that.
Yes.
Especially the codes and the laws. Okay. Well, that's good to know. So let's go back to permits. How much do they cost?
Permits range in fees from the minimum is $21 to the maximum. It could be as high as the job. Normally, it's about 1% of the job cost is what a permit fee is. So it depends. There's an equation that needs to be followed in order to be accurate with the numbers. But the minimum fee is $21 for a permit in the city of Scranton.
And what work does everything require a permit? Landscaping, painting?
Well, you picked on two that don't. Landscaping
okay.
and painting don't. Flooring does not. Pretty much everything else does, though.
Demolition, I found out the hard way you need a permit for.
Yes, we did. But we're in Dunmore, but yeah. We still found out
and
the hard way.
And we spent $1,200 on permits.
Yes, demolition is another big one in the city, but you do need a permit for that. And DEP laws and regulations and EPA law and regulations need to be followed at all times.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you think that everybody, I mean, seriously, do you believe that everybody doing work pulls a permit?
No.
Okay.
We catch them a lot.
Okay. What happens?
It depends on the situation. Sometimes we get to a point where we stop at a property, they don't have a permit, we require them to go get a permit, we stop the job until that permit is in place. There are a lot of times that we get out there and the contractor is not a licensed contractor and they've done work without a permit. It forces our hand under the city ordinances to issue a citation for work without a permit and issue a citation on the contractor for not having a license, whether it be through the state or whether it be through the city of Scranton. So that's one we come across a lot.
And what happens to the property owner?
The property owner at that point is required to get a licensed contractor, depending on what work is being done. A lot of times the best advice for a property owner is to call our department before you start work. Check to see if the contractor is a licensed contractor. Check to see if they've pulled permits. Make sure that they have their insurance because that gives that homeowner that protection. If they don't do that, they, you know, it makes it difficult for us at times. It makes it difficult for the homeowner. But their best advice, the best advice I can give a homeowner is, anytime you're doing work and you're hiring a contractor, call our department first to make sure that that contractor is licensed and insured, so that way your property and your home is protected.
And how would we call you or get in touch with you?
Our office phone number is 570-348-4193.
And do you have an email address or a web address?
The City of Scranton website address is www.scrantonpa.gov. And if you click on the licensing page, we have everything from applications to forms to zoning board issues to affidavits and licensing permit fees. So all the fee schedules and everything are on there as well.
Great. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And here today, we're talking with Mark Seitzinger, Director of Licensing Inspections and Permits and the Building Code Official for the City of Scranton. Okay, so we've covered permits. We've covered licensing. Now, what about inspections?
Inspections, the fun part of the job.
Yes, the fun part. Do you do the inspections?
My office does do the inspections. On certain situations, we do have third-party inspections that are required. But residential inspections are done by my department. The electrical, plumbing, mechanical are all done what we like to call in-house. So we do all those inspections. Commercial properties, the inspections are done by third party for electrical and mechanical. Plumbing is done in-house. Electrical will always, no matter what property it's on, will be required to do third party and have a third party inspection and cut card done on it in order for us to re-inspect from the City of Scranton. But we do inspections. We do property maintenance inspections. We do building inspections, electrical, plumbing, mechanical. We do all the inspections that we can in-house.
Okay. So oftentimes, you have a licensed contractor that's on the list, and they perform the work, and you do an inspection. Usually things go well on the inspections. What if they don't? What happens?
Most of the time, they do go well, which makes me happy.
Sure it does.
Makes my inspectors happy, too. But there are occasions where we will go into a property, and they're what we like to call a punch list. We'll have a punch list of things that need to be done or aren't done to the proper code that they're required to correct, and they, you know, can't get a certificate of occupancy or release from condemnation or whatever the case in point may be. They can't get that until those violations are corrected by that contractor.
Okay, so corrected. Do you ever see where a property owner has to rip out something that was done brand new and start over?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
We've had that before. Where mechanical systems were put in, ductwork wasn't put in right, was covered over with sheetrock. One portion was left open, and we had to go in there and require them to rip it out and redo it again.
Not happy people.
No, it didn't make the property owner happy. They weren't as much as angry with us as they were with the contractor for doing shoddy work.
Sure, sure. So do you find that they switch contractors then, or do they usually stick with the same person?
Well, most of the time, they like to switch a contractor, because they want the contractor to make sure that they do it right.
Right,
they didn't trust what the work was done before, so they'll get a new contractor to go in there and do it right. And that's our job, is just to make sure that it's done right and make sure that the citizens and the owners of properties are safe.
Okay, yeah, that's a tough one, and I'm sure it causes a lot of headaches for a lot of people.
Every day.
Okay, talk to me about dumpsters. If they're doing a lot of work on a property, oftentimes you see a dumpster. Is a permit required for a dumpster?
Depending on the situation, yes. If the dumpster is going to be on the street, a permit is required. Permit fees for dumpsters are not expensive. They're only $5 a day, so it's not something that could potentially break the bank. But if you can fit it on your land, or you have access to a driveway, if your driveway is next to your house and you could put the dumpster next to your house, it doesn't require a permit at that point. But anytime it's parked on the street, any street in the City of Scranton, a permit is required. In the downtown area where there's parking meters, the parking meters are required to be bought out for that day or that particular time.
I'll bring a pocket full of quarters.
But they have to go to the parking authority and buy the meter out so it can be bagged so they can put the dumpster there.
So where do you put the permit when you get it?
The permit is kept in your hand. As long as it's on file in our department. So that way, if a police officer or somebody calls and says, is there a permit for the dumpster? We can pull it up.
You can pull it.
Oh, you can pull it. Okay.
Yes.
And do you think the general public really knows that a dumpster requires a permit?
Not really.
No.
Most of the contractors do.
Yeah.
You know, which makes it a little bit easier, but a lot of the citizens don't realize that a dumpster on the street requires a permit.
I didn't until I went onto your website.
Yep. Right.
Yeah. So we were doing all the reading. We're like, oh, look at that.
Yeah, my research uncovered this, and I thought, oh, my.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, good stuff. One more question. If someone doesn't have a permit, are they doing work that they shouldn't, and their neighbor knows this, right? Okay. Should they turn them in?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's a couple of reasons as to why they should call us and let us know what's going on. Number one, the work, we don't know if it's being done the right way. So we don't know if there's a potential hazard, not only for that property that they're doing the work on, but that could, you know, fester into another property. Worst case scenario is somebody's doing electrical work, and it's done wrong. Fire happens. Not only is their property affected, but so is that next door neighbor.
That's right. We were discussing this before. The property on Monroe Avenue that burned down the house on either side of it.
Yes. Yeah. And three houses went up in flames.
Wow. Right. Okay. Well, can they do it? What do they do? They call your office?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Can they do it anonymously?
Absolutely. We don't request the name from anybody who's calling. We follow up on all complaints. So if somebody does call us and tell us that there is work being done, we will send an inspector out to that property to see what's being done. If we can't get in touch with the property owner, we will send a notice out to them stating that we have received a complaint regarding work being done on the property without permits, but we will never give the name of an individual who has called us.
Well, that's good to know. Okay. Well, I thank you very much for your time today and imparting some great information on us and your infinite wisdom. And we appreciate that. Now, next week, I'd like to have you back if you would be so kind. I would like to talk about, say, blight issues, fire code violations, condemnation, demolition, those sort of topics, if you'd be willing, would you?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. That's Mark Seitzinger, Director of Licensing, Inspections, and Permits, also the Building Code Official for the City of Scranton. Thanks so much, Mark.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Before we close, we'll review a listing.
Yes, I have a listing. It's in Troop. It's 22 Marion Circle. It's 3 bedrooms, 3.5 baths. It's listed for $229,000. This is a very nice ranch. It's a spectacular brick front, 3 bedrooms, 3.5 baths with cherry cabinets, nice landscaping. It has tiled and beautiful hardwood floors. Paved the tour of this incredible move-in property, a covered deck, concrete patio, a large lot. It has a 2-car garage, which is a big plus for me. That's 22 Marion Circle and Troop for $229,000.
Thank you, Pat. And before we close, we'll review a tip. If ants and mosquitoes are a problem, there are harmless ways to deal with these pesky insects. For mosquitoes, eliminate standing water, empty buckets, and watering pails because that's where mosquitoes breed. Reduce puddles with the push broom. Light torches or citronella candles. Smoke repels mosquitoes. Don't wear perfume. It attracts mosquitoes. And spray oil of eucalyptus, which repels mosquitoes. For ants, they won't cross lines made of chalk, salt, talc, baby powder, or cinnamon. They also shy away from bay leaves.
I did not know that.
No, I know. Interesting stuff, right?
Yeah, it's very good.
Okay, we have to say goodbye. Thanks for joining the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM The Talker with Jackie Ruddy and Pat Devaney.
Thank you, Jackie.
Of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Remember to contact us by email.
Questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or call us toll free at 888-399-5225. That's 888-399-JACK.
You can view our listings or search the MLS by going to jruddy.com. JRUDDY.com. Thanks for listening and have an incredible weekend.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable, hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.